Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Monday, October 17th. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Rob Litterst, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, Rob's going to be talking about Adderall. The drug that many use to help focus at school or work has become quite popular over the years, along with access to prescriptions for it. But now it's facing a massive shortage. What is the deal with that? Also, I'm going to be talking about some of the rough numbers that came out over the weekend about Meta's success in the metaverse, but also why the future is still very bright for this space, I think. But we will get into all that. But before we do, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in the business and tech world. Let's get crack-lick. All right. First things first, a new survey from Piper Sandler found Chick-fil-A is Gen Z's favorite restaurant chain. Meanwhile, though, a study from industry magazine QSR found Chick-fil-A to have the slowest drive-through, 324 seconds on average, or around 5.5 minutes. Taco Bell has the fastest at a little over 3.5 minutes. Now, Taco Bell has been one of the most innovative chains, I think, in this space. They recently opened, you know, a new drive-through format that has basically the kitchen on top and 4 drive-through lanes below with elevators for the food. What do you think about all this?
Oh, I think it's genius. I think, first of all, Chick-fil-A is delicious.
Yeah.
But the Taco Bell thing, like, I think it's genius. They have like those little chutes that remind me of like banks when banks would like send you your passbook back in the day. And they just like shoot their food down through those things. Super cool.
Yeah. All right. What's next? Alaska's snow crab season was canceled after 1 billion crabs, or around 90% of the population, were found to have disappeared. Alaska's fisheries account for 60% of America's seafood intake, and experts have pointed to disease or climate change as the potential culprits here, but I think they need to investigate further. They're just not really sure what happened here. I think they went to go fishing and none of the crabs were there.
I had no idea Alaska accounted for 60% of our seafood. That is a huge amount. Wow.
All right. In other news, employees at an Oklahoma City Apple store voted Friday in favor of joining a union. It's the second Apple store to do so. Also, UK startup Zen Educate raised $21 million to fund the US expansion of its platform for matching teachers with open roles at schools. Kind of like, almost like LinkedIn for teachers and schools.
Totally.
And also, thanks to Hurricane Ian, the USDA forecast 28 million boxes of oranges will be produced in the 22-23 season, which is the lowest level since basically World War II, and down 32% from last year. So I guess the price of OJ will be going up. And lastly, Kodak is just one of those companies you probably expected to go out of business years ago. They've supposedly been doing really well. Turns out demand for 35 millimeter film has exploded. The company has moved to 24/7 production lines, and they've hired more than 300 people in recent months. Would you look at that?
All right, JC. So over the weekend, there's some news revealed about Meta's VR goals and kind of what their progress has been towards that. Tell me more about this. What do you think about this?
Yeah. So the news here is the Wall Street Journal released this big piece, basically taking a dump on Horizon Worlds, which is Meta's metaverse platform and Meta's success in this space so far. And they dropped a bunch of interesting numbers that kind of paint a bleak picture here. But I do think there are some bright sides, and I want to hear your thoughts on all this too. So
yeah,
the big number in there was that Meta's goal for 2022 was to have 500,000 monthly active users on Horizon Worlds, this platform. It reportedly now has less than 200,000.
Okay, so not even halfway to its goal.
Not even halfway, and they're definitely not going to reach it. But here's where it's interesting, right? At this event, one of the biggest feature announcements was for legs on, you know, like the avatars in this platform, legs. So days later, interestingly, the information actually also reported that Apple's upcoming mixed reality headset device will also have some downward facing cameras to better capture leg movements. So a lot of people were making fun of this, but I actually think there's a lot more to it, right? Excitement around legs just to me underlines the fact that we're still so early in the days of this platform's development.
Totally.
Of course, it's a bad look that while the tech is improving, people are using these products less, right? Weekly teen use of these platforms was found to have dropped 3% this year. Even so, what I think is important and what I think people should be focusing on is the simple fact that Apple will soon be entering this market. And I think that alone is enough of a reason to bet on the future of this market being pretty expansive and lucrative.
I agree with you. I think so. Ben Thompson from Stratechery wrote something really interesting last week about the Meta Connect event. He was talking about how people are looking at these VR headsets and comparing them to smartphones. When he likened these VR headsets much more towards PCs back in the day.
Mm.
And consumers didn't buy PCs right off the bat. It wasn't until people fell in love with PCs at work that they started buying PCs. So PCs started off as kind of a B2B thing. And he thinks that these VR headsets are going to follow a similar trajectory. So he was extremely bullish on the integration between Meta and Microsoft that went down with Zuckerberg announcing that they're going to support all of Microsoft's products on Horizon Worlds.
Yeah, Microsoft and Office. Devices. Yeah,
exactly. And so he thought that that was a very big announcement. So it's going to take some time. But I think his biggest takeaway was they're making the right steps to kind of infiltrate B2B first. And from there, it'll probably trickle down to the rest of us and some of those consumer use cases.
All right, Rob, what should we know about this ongoing Adderall shortage?
The Adderall shortage is pretty crazy. So last week, the FDA officially confirmed that the drug is in short supply and it's essentially in the middle of a shortage. Now, where this gets interesting is I'm a millennial. I remember kind of going to high school in the early 2000s. And I remember all of a sudden, it literally felt like all of my friends were taking Adderall.
Yeah.
The prescriptions, just the diagnoses ramped up like crazy. And it kind of became a running joke like, oh, we all have ADHD. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to shortchange anybody that actually does have ADHD and is really affected by that, but it's kind of known and I think notorious as a study drug on college campuses. But the crazy thing is I, from anecdotal experience, have noticed more people taking Adderall in the workplace over the last decade or so.
Really?
Yeah. If you read around, you start to read people talking about how like the millennial generation has kind of been called Generation Adderall before.
Yeah.
And the bigger kind of takeaway here is like, is this shortage going to affect productivity?
Right.
Which I think is a little bit of a stretch, but I mean, for some people it probably will. But
yeah,
one part of this is what we were just talking about, right? So ADHD is twice as common now as it was in the 1980s. Back in the 1980s, 1 in 20 US children were diagnosed with ADHD. Last year it was like 1 in 9. So it's much easier to get diagnosed with ADHD now, which I think is partially just due to the way that psychiatrists and doctors are kind of looking at this.
Yeah. And probably some, you know, technology use too.
Totally. So that's one reason. The more timely reason that we're seeing it more in the workplace is during the pandemic, the federal government passed this legislation. This was more like when everybody was social distancing and everybody was at home, right? So they passed this legislation that allowed patients to get, I think, like Schedule II drugs prescribed virtually. So Adderall is included.
Okay.
That led to these telehealth startups like Cerebral, and there's another one called TruePill. They came in and made it super, super easy for people to get prescriptions just virtually.
Yeah.
So that's the other piece of this. And the crazy thing about that is there's this report that I was reading from Trilliant Health that showed a very obvious rise in prescriptions among 22 to 44 year olds during the pandemic, with a lot of them not having a formal ADHD diagnosis. So kind of pointing to how those virtual prescriptions are exacerbating this kind of like recreational usage among people that don't actually have ADHD.
Yep.
And to be clear, I think cerebral health is under investigation. So they're no longer allowed to do this. I think the government revoked that privilege.
Right.
But ultimately, like that rise in prescriptions among like really kind of like grew the base of people that need Adderall, really ramped up demand and became a problem because pharmaceutical companies have strict manufacturing quotas that are handed down from the DEA. So it's not something they have any control over. And so they're not allowed to produce anymore, regardless of what demand looks like. And so I feel for the people that need their Adderall to focus and have been taking it for a long time and aren't able to get it. That's tough. And I mean, the doctors are saying you can go find alternatives, but I don't really know what the alternatives are there. I mean, like, can only drink so much coffee. And I don't really think coffee's giving you the same effect as a pharmaceutical like Adderall.
And bada bing, bada boom. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupiano. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you are not subscribed, go get yourself subscribed at thehustle.co/email. Hope you have a marvelous Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.